Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for some football, NFL Lunch style, like that meatloaf. Joe from Woodbury was just talking about, missed it last night, Thursday night football game you heard on The Fan. New England 27-14 over the Jets. Henderson, he scores three touchdowns, two on the ground, one through the air, as New England wins their eighth consecutive game. They're 9-2. They'll be in Baltimore in a few weeks. We'll talk about that with Chris Boom Baca at the bottom of the hour. No Mike Green at practice today for the Ravens. He was limited yesterday with an ankle, not practicing at all. Doesn't seem as though trending in a positive direction. Lamar Jackson was there, however, and our Darius Washington was working out on a side field as he comes back, hopefully, from an injury that he suffered prior to the start of the season. But speaking of Lamar Jackson, he met with the media yesterday and talking about various things relating to the team. Now, he talked about the knee that kept him out of practice on Wednesday. Says he's fine, ready to rock and roll. Now, Jim Schwartz, Baltimore guy, Mount St. Joe. We know he's very creative with a defensive mindset. Does he expect not only Cleveland but other teams to blitz him even more, given the knee and the hammy?
That's cool with me. I mean, I'm cool with it. We're going to see.
Now, Lamar Jackson, he's cool with it because it implies that it gives him opportunities to be more nimble and extend plays. In his six games, he's rushed for 216 yards, one rushing touchdown. This is his eighth year, Nolan, in the league. And he's had a couple of injuries that have cost him half seasons, 2021, 2022, and he's missed a couple of games this year. In 18, 19, 20, 23 times this year, we've seen arguably the greatest running quarterback in the history of the National Football League. Because of his elusiveness, speed. I mean, he was just outrunning safeties, linebackers, forget about it. You know, Father Time eventually wins. Are we seeing a Lamar? And it's not like he's taking massive hits, but he's taking his share. Yeah, him running is still better than 99.9% of the quarterbacks in the league doing it, but are we seeing a Lamar that is maybe not as elusive as he was early in his career?
I don't know about that. I think he's just, for multiple different reasons this year, just hasn't been taking off. And the hamstring probably being the biggest reason earlier this year. And then after that, I mean, really, he's shown in the past couple of years that if he just wants to hang back in the pocket and throw, he can dominate you that way. So, I mean, he's really become the complete quarterback. I've always said that I'd like to see him run a little bit more because, in my opinion, that opens up a whole different world of possibilities for this Ravens offense, and that's when they're at their best. But if we're worried about lingering injuries, hamstrings, stuff like that, I don't want to risk it. I guess the thing for him is just, what does it take to win, right? And I'm still wouldn't surprise me if there's one game this year, I don't think it's going to be this Sunday, where he has a crazy running game, where either it's designed or just he's getting chased out of the pocket and all of a sudden he, you know, taps back into that old Lamar where he has to put the Superman cape on. And as far as his elusiveness, in the open field, once he gets there, I think he probably looks just as he always has. But like the Lions game this year, that was whatever they were doing. As soon as he would try to escape, they had a guy right there to trip him up. So it hasn't been as easy for him to get out of the pocket this year and escape, get past the line. But once he does, it should be typical Lamar.
I guess what I was saying in a long-winded way is he as fast as he was in 2018-19.
Probably not then, no. But the drop-off, I don't think it's that much.
Correct. Now, remember coming out of Louisville, the knock on him was he would engage. Instead of running out of bounds, he would like take on tacklers head on to the point where even Aaron Rodgers said, Sly, what the hell are you doing during a preseason game? You don't need to do all of this. And to your point about him as a thrower, boy, is that narrative silenced?
Mm-hmm.
Silence! Quarterback rate just this year, 127.1. 15 touchdowns, one pick. He's completing 70% of his passes for almost 9 yards of completion. Can we stop with he can't throw? He's a running back playing quarter. Can we stop with that stupid nonsense, please, finally?
Well, I would think that it has stopped. I mean, anyone's still saying that.
There's always the outlier bitching about something.
I think that I'd probably chalk that more up to trolling or you know, trying to gain some sort of social media engagement or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, look, the only thing with him, and again, he hasn't run this much this year to really notice it, but you mentioning Rodgers or whoever was saying, hey, just get down and slide. That was one thing where he never really even slid. He would just kind of flop on the ground.
Right.
Like, yeah, I still don't think he knows how to slide, but when he's ready to give up, if he's not near the sideline, he just kind of like goes limp and falls on his butt. It was always very awkward. So I mean, get him to the Orioles. Teach him how to slide.
Yeah, well, they don't steal a lot of it. Anyway, Lamar Jackson, they've lost 3 out of 4 in Cleveland. I mean, he was there last year when they let that one slip away, literally in the hands of the DBs. And then Jameis Winston, he threw 3 touchdown passes, including game winner. So, Lamar, why did the Ravens struggle against the Browns there?
I mean, it's in a division opponent. You know, we see them twice a year, so sometimes you win, sometimes you lose some, but it's part of football, I guess.
Divisional games can be a little more interesting than other games. That's why I'm kind of liking Cincinnati against Pittsburgh. And that's why Pittsburgh's always a pain in Baltimore's ass, no matter where they play and what the circumstances are of the teams. But it is kind of fascinating. And let's not forget that the Browns, they were a playoff team 2 years ago. But they've had really bad teams. And let's just, Nolan, in the history of the Ravens franchise, going to Cleveland has been struggle city at times. But I just think the Ravens are kind of on this. They could see 500. Then they've got winnable games against the Jets and Bengals before the Pittsburgh Steelers come here. I think the goals that they set when they started this whole process back in OTAs and minicamps, they could still see it coming to fruition after a 1-5 start. And I don't see Cleveland. They might be more annoying than they will be formidable, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Right.
So they're not going to overlook them, I guess.
Sure. Right. But you respect that defense, obviously. I'm talking about it all week. But I'm trying to think of the circumstances that have led to some of these losses in Cleveland over the last 7 years. Because, again, the Ravens do have a losing record when playing in Cleveland dating back to 2018. Last year, it was just all the drop picks. I mean, that was a debacle. We don't want to relive that game. Go back to 2022, the last time they lost in Cleveland, 13-3. Lamar did not play in that game. It's Tyler Huntley. I believe the year prior, 2021, Lamar also did not play in that game. So
got hurt in that game, right?
Either or.
I think Jock got him.
That was 24-20. That was a crazy game. It was a crazy finish, if I'm not mistaken. They almost pulled it off to come back, but they fell short. And then you got to go back to, 2018. 12-9 loss in overtime. That was Baker's. One of Baker's first games. Strange game, 12-9. So, and that was probably still Flacco. Yeah, that was still Flacco. So I'm looking here, all these losses, just one with Lamar that they've lost in Cleveland. So that probably puts it in a little more context.
Yeah, and then the 2020 game, which looked like a loss, and then mm-hmm. Lamar comes back and leads them to that miraculous victory and one of his highlight moments, one of the great Monday Night Football games, at least of this century, that we've seen. Yeah, so Lamar finds a way to beat them, but did lose last year. He's there Sunday. They'll provide a test, but I think the Ravens are going to be up to the challenge.
Yeah. Now, the more I think about it, the more confident I am in that score, 30-13.
That's right. When we come back, shift to the Orioles again, Nolan's wish list for the Birds, the bullpen, and beyond. And then Chris Boombacha. We'll talk about the National Football League Week 11 started last night with New England. Are they for real? Denver's underdogs at home against Kansas City, even though they won 7 in a row. I guess the odds makers think they're not really that for real. And what about the Ravens when it's all said and done? Could this be an 11-6 team? At least after a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1-5 start.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show. 105.7, The Fan.
Featured Artist Friday, Red Hot Chili Peppers, chosen by you, the people. A couple more segments to go. You want to hear a song from them? Send a request. Lazport text on it, 410-583-1057. Chris Boombacha, USA Today, talking NFL with him at the bottom of the hour. But Nolan McGraw, we've been doing this periodically through the offseason. Orioles, their season ended a month and a half ago. In last place in the AL East. Have a new manager, Craig Albernaz. Got a commitment to spending money, apparently, according to the owner, David Rubenstein. Now they've got to add personnel to the equation. Because you got AL East, you got Yankees playoffs, Red Sox playoffs, Blue Jays. World Series. Orioles 2 years removed from winning the division. Now they're bottom of the barrel. So you have that wish list to get them back to where they should be, could be, et cetera, et cetera. Let's roll down this thing. What you got going on?
Yeah, we've been focusing more on bullpen here as of late, and I saw a report coming out of the GM meetings this week that there's some speculation that the reliever market could move really fast, or those would be the first dominoes to fall. Haven't seen anything yet, and they said the big names too, like Edwin Diaz. Don't be surprised if he goes first. You know, he's not necessarily waiting back to let other contracts establish themselves. But we went over a couple closer options last week. Quick recap of what I landed on, because there are a lot of names out there, but these are kind of what I think are in the Orioles price point. And personally, I think guys that I'm more interested in, and we can get into the reasons why I'm not interested in other more prominent names. But it starts with Pete Fairbanks. For some reason, the Rays did not want this guy. I still can't figure it out. Everyone is chalking it up to the money aspect, $11 million club option for this upcoming season. They didn't want to pay that. They thought that was too steep. I see a top five closer in the American League over the past 3-4 years. I say, how could you not want to pay that guy $11 million? But here we are. He's at the top of my list. I believe he was up there for you as well.
No doubt about it. And 11 mil, I know it's money that we retire on, but relatively cheap for a closer. And even though Tampa can be on the frugal side when it comes to player salaries, that's kind of a head scratcher, which led us to maybe get on a little side conversation that maybe there's something going on there that they know about from maybe a physical aspect, which caused them to tap out on that.
Sure. But then we say $11 million, but in reality, he's in line for a multi-year deal. I mean, he's going to get more than $11 million a year as well, I would think.
But if you're Mike Elias, David Rubenstein, are you willing to make that sort of a commitment? What, 3 years maybe? What's the price tag?
Well, so here's the thing, and this is will lead me to my other two closer options, is that if he's dead set on like 4 or 5, which I don't think he would really be deserving of 5, maybe 4, but we'll see. If he's dead set on that, then I'd pass and go another route. I'm just not willing to make that sort of long-term commitment when we talk about relievers. Even the guys that appear to be the most elite, it's the most volatile position group in baseball.
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard to predict. And even in Edwin Diaz, right, the Mets gave him that massive deal a couple years back. Now, nobody could have seen this coming, but he gets hurt in the World Baseball Classic. And not even pitching. He gets hurt celebrating. So, again, there's so many risk factors here. That's probably not a great example, but still.
Yeah, I'm thumbs up to Fairbanks, though.
Sure. So the other options here, and these are guaranteed to be short-term. So if you can't land a guy that's, you know, dead set on super long-term, I know for certain that these two names, you're not getting any more than 2 years. Raisel Iglesias, most recently with the Braves, again, mid-30s. And Kenley Jansen, late 30s. Also, again, these did very consistent the last couple of years. You know what you're going to get. An ERA no higher than 3.5, 30 saves a year, 60, 65 innings. You can pencil it in. It's automatic. Now, the red flag, as we discussed, it's the Craig Kimbrel factor. Are these guys going to suffer a same fate? And when you start talking about age and you start talking about relievers, all of them expire at some point. And I made the Charlie Morton comparison even, that you look at his track record the 2-3 years before he came to Baltimore. Look at that. I don't think anyone could have a single problem with it. But then we know what happened when he came here. He fell off, and now he's retired. So all these guys, time does run out eventually. You do run that risk. But I think when you look at the price, you look at the factor that both of those guys could be willing to sign for just 1 year, $9, $10 million range, it could be end up where the could end up where the Orioles go.
The thing that worries me about Jensen in particular, and you mentioned Kimbrel, Nolan, hasn't he kind of gotten on the old bounce from team to team like Kimbrel was, where they were
Red Sox, Angels this past year?
Untouchable, yeah. It's the dude, and then they're bouncing around. So, and I don't think Jensen throws anywhere near with the velo he did with the Dodgers in his heyday. I get that he brings that level of consistency, maybe comfort. But he goes to Yankee Stadium, gives up a 3-run bomb in the bottom of the ninth to, you know, Jason Dominguez. And we're like, oh, God, here we go again.
Not him. No. Anyone but him.
Right.
Right. But the other thing we do have to mention with Kenley, playoff experience. I don't know if there's a reliever with more than him. 65 career playoff innings and very good results, 2.2 ERA for him. So keep that in mind. Now, there are bigger names. You're saying, Nolan, why are you so dead set on the over-the-hill guys? Well, I explained the money, the years, and everything. And quite frankly, some of these other prominent closer names, I'm a little skeptical. Ryan Helsley, we had someone suggest that in a text last week. I don't hate it, but it has to be a Price is Right situation. If his price significantly drops because of what happened to him when he got traded out of St. Louis at the midway point this past year, then okay, yeah, we can talk. But if he's still thinking numbers that he was deserving of 2 years ago, it might be off the table for me, just a bit risky.
Yeah, I'm not feeling him at all. And is he a dominant guy with the velo and all of that? The numbers spoke to a dominant closer, but he always kind of flew under the radar, and mainly because the Cardinals have kind of fallen off the map a little bit the last couple of years. Then he got traded, the Mets, and didn't do all that great there. But well, he's a name.
Fastball's still there, 99th percentile in fastball.
Okay, there you go. So, all right. We all know that the Orioles like those kind of stats, the
right
analytic things.
Other big name, Robert Suarez. Huge season for the Padres this past year, but you want to talk about age, he's 35. Mm-hmm. And a strange career for him, to even become the closer he was. I don't think anyone expected that. And that's kind of my big worry. NL best 40 saves. It was a fantastic season. I can't take anything away from him. But because of age, because it's really only been his one great season, it just strikes me as one of those where that's his peak. That's his one outlier season. And he could still be fine. He could still be quality. But I don't know if that's elite back end closer. Could he be a setup guy? Maybe. But I think he might get overpaid here, both years and just annual value. And then the other name, Emilio Pagan, another mid-30s guy.
Yeah.
Kind of put it all together in 2025. First season as a full-time closer. Again, similar to Suarez, results were fantastic. Fastball velocity was even up a little bit. But again, is this truly him, right? I mean, when I'm looking at the Kenley Jantzes and the Iglesiases of the world, I'm seeing multiple year, at Fairbanks even, multi-year track record. Suarez Pagan feels like, all right, they got hot at the right time because it's right before they hit free agency, but seems like buyer beware to me.
Suarez is Albert Suarez's brother, if I'm not mistaken. So there could be the family affair. And we'd say Pagan Suarez, that sounds like a Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor. But yeah, to your point, Fairbanks still kind of, unless you're willing to spend dough on the Diazes of the world, Fairbanks' familiarity with the division, he seems to be the ideal person. But they still view the Orioles' Tyler Wells as a starter. Michael Elias said it. Where's Grayson Rodriguez falling into the equation, depending on what they do this offseason to bring in some rotation arms? Maybe Grayson with his 98-mile-an-hour fastball, 99, hits 100 on the gun. Maybe, and it's great curveball. Maybe at the end of the day, that's how he reinvents himself as a lights-out back-end guy.
He's there. That's all I can say. He'll be there. He will be there physically. That's about it. I mean, if you're making any proclamations about him at this point,
no.
I don't know. One more quick name for you. Yeah. This is more of a setup guy, just because his pitching motion very much intrigues me. Reminds me of Darren O'Day, but this guy is even more extreme than Darren O'Day. Tyler Rogers with the Mets. Hmm. If you haven't seen this guy pitch, look it up on YouTube. Darren O'Day, sidewinder, sidearmed, a little bit submarine. Tyler Rogers looks like he's bowling. I mean, his knuckles almost touch the dirt every time he throws the ball. Now, granted, talk velocity, I think I'll be driving home faster than this guy throws a fastball, but he's very deceptive. I don't know if there's a more deceptive pitcher in baseball right now.
I'll pass.
No, Rob, really?
Just like me driving past you on the Beltway based on the way you drive, apparently.
I mean, it's not a gimmick. I mean, besides velocity.
Not like setup guy, you're saying, right?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, no doubt.
Yeah, he's not a closer.
Yeah, because, I mean, Cano even had kind of that three-quarters delivery with the ball when Cano was dealing. It looked like a wiffle ball when he was throwing it up there. Okay, I'm listening now.
And
closer, no.
No, not at all. Well, he just doesn't have the experience.
Right.
I mean, 19 total saves in 7 seasons, he's not that guy. But when I mentioned O'Day, he was just a great pitcher to begin with. But what made that such a dynamic 1-2 punch with him and Britton on the back end was that Darren O'Day, all right, they got to get adjusted to him after watching a starter and a couple other relievers. Now they got a sidearm guy. And then you get right back to Zach Britton throwing that sinker ball. You know, it keeps him off balance. I'd like that dynamic.
Yeah, power sinker at that, coming in at like 98, 99 miles an hour. When we come back to football, Chris Boombacha, USA Today. We'll preview week 11 of the NFL season with him. Talk about the team that won last night, the Patriots. Are they for real? They've got distance right now between themselves and the Bills. They still play Buffalo again. And what does he think of the Ravens? One game away from getting back to 500. We're not putting them in Super Bowl 60 yet. Let's get them to 500.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First. Henderson, the rookie out of Ohio State, had 3 touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 1 through the air, and here to talk about them and the Ravens' resurgence as of late from USA Today's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Chris Boombacha. Chris, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
What's going on? How are you? I'm doing great. I'm feeling well rested after some good sleep after covering Thursday night football here in Foxborough.
It kind of looked like a boring game for a little bit. Started to percolate when it was all said and done, but we look at New England. And you've seen them up close and personal, as you just said, a couple of times. Mm-hmm. They won 8 in a row. Then they go to Cincinnati. They host the Giants, 2 air quotes winnable games. Then they host the Bills, come here to Baltimore. Are we looking at a team based on schedule and the fact that they are actually pretty good that goes from not even being a postseason-worthy team in 24 to perhaps the number one seed in the top AFC in a year?
I mean, it might math out that way, you know, like just because of the schedule, like you said. And I mean, the fact that they only have 2 losses, I think this is a huge credit to Mike Vrabel, right? Because the Pats did not play an awesome game yesterday. They played good. They played fine. But on a short week against a division opponent, like, I'm not breaking any news here by saying that's a tough spot, even against a lowly opponent like the Jets. So I think that for them to be able to play these games, even in Tampa Bay, last Sunday too, like, were they at their best? No. Are they still winning these games in, like, relatively comfortable fashion? Yes. So I think that's, like, an awesome sign for the Patriots.
Now, I don't want to nitpick because I'm not a Patriots fan, but, you know, why did it take so long to get Henderson the ball? I know Stevenson's been a guy for them and has been an effective player, but man, all of a sudden, what happens when Stevenson comes back, which could be as soon as next week?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how fast Stevenson can get over his foot injury. You know, those kinds of things for a running back middle of the season can be tough. But yeah, Henderson is really impressive. And I'll get to why, like, I think maybe he wasn't featured as much in a little bit. But against the Bucks, he's out running guys, right? Like, he's running so fast, he's looking at the sidelines to see if he can score. And then last night, he's just rolling over guys. So, I mean, the versatility, the ability to do it both ways, that's super impressive to me. I think, you know, it was probably just rookie learning curve troubles is what was keeping him off the field. I look at the Steelers game, week three, like, Stevenson fumbled a couple times. He fumbled, like, four times in two games, something like that. And the coaching staff still wasn't giving Henderson extended runs. So I would say, like, you know, that and the learning curve, the pass blocking capabilities, which he actually has gotten better at, in my opinion. So credit to him for being well-rounded and making the most of his opportunity.
Chris Boombacher, USA Today, talking about NFL. Bob Haney with you on the Fan. Now, the other team that's on a heater, at least in regards to winning more than they lose, not losing at all, has been Denver. They've won seven straight, but yet they're home underdogs against the Kansas City Chiefs. Is the offense that questionable, if not bad, for the Broncos right now?
In my opinion, yeah. Vegas and I are on the same page here. I keep waiting for the Broncos to kind of turn back into a pumpkin. But the defense might prevent that from being the case because it's just so good. And, like, yeah, they've benefited a little bit from schedule as well. I mean, Chiefs off of a bye is a really tough spot. I know the Chiefs' defense isn't exactly what it has been in prior years. So maybe there's something Sean Payton can cook up for Bo Nix. But, yeah, that passing attack has been really tough to watch. The run, there's no, and it really stems from the fact that there's no run game either, which is, you know, tough to make sense of because they actually have a pretty good offensive line.
Now, the Ravens won three in a row. They're going to Cleveland as pretty significant favorite, 7.5, Chris, but they're still below 500 because they dug themselves a pretty big hole. But Pittsburgh's not all that great. Cincinnati's defense is dreadful. And the Browns are the Browns. But Cleveland has won three of the last four games against Baltimore in Cleveland. Lamar's back. He's practicing today. And so he's ready to rock and roll. What about the Ravens going from being Super Bowl favorites to being maybe the most disappointing team to now maybe rising up to being the most dangerous team? Where do you feel, or how do you feel about the Ravens right now, less than 2 weeks from Thanksgiving?
Oh, man, it's like a Six Flags roller coaster ride, this team, you know? Like,
yeah, no doubt.
That's the beauty of sports in a way, but no, I mean, I'm riding it right there, you know, with everybody else. I feel similarly, and I, you know, that's kind of my assessment of it all is like, yeah, you dig yourself this massive hole with an obscene amount of injuries, one to the best player in the game. You know, like we got to give the Ravens a little benefit of the doubt here. Like Lamar Jackson was not playing. That's gonna be tough to do, like to deal with, no matter who your starting quarterback is in this league if he goes down, but. If it's Lamar Jackson, that's an added layer to it, in my opinion. I said this week on our podcast over at USA Today that I have the Ravens winning the North. That's how I refer to them. I said the AFC North champion Baltimore Ravens. There I still go. Believe it because of all the things that you mentioned. The division is kind of a mess. I don't believe in the Steelers at all. I think, like, my favorite prediction of mine coming into the season was, like, a wild card loss for the Steelers, and I still think we're on track to maybe see that come to fruition. But, yeah, I think that the Ravens are definitely in the driver's seat in the division, which is a good place to be in the NFL, you know. So as long as the defense can keep rounding into form, which I think that they will, and Lamar plays the way that he kind of did against Minnesota last week, I feel like that's the blueprint for the rest of the year.
Chris, who wins the NFC West? You have Seattle and the Rams right now tied. Seattle's got the advantage, whatever tiebreaker formula they're using. Both have won four in a row. I know San Francisco's getting Brock Purdy back this weekend. But what about the Seattle Seahawks versus the LA Rams? Who will eventually get that division championship? And who knows, maybe the number one seed in the conference.
Yeah, game of the week, maybe even game of the year in the regular season. This is an awesome matchup for football lovers because you have Sean McVay, maybe the best head coach, best offensive head coach in the league, going up against Mike McDonald, who I know is beloved in Baltimore. He's quickly become, in my opinion, one of the most feared head coaches in the league. Like, I just would not want to have to go against this guy. The combination of smarts and the way that he gets his guys to play for him, and just a really well-rounded coach, in my opinion. The Seahawks made an awesome hire there, and they're reaping the benefits. 10-7 in the first year, and then McDonald decides, all right, look, we did win 10 games, but maybe it was a little fraudulent in some respects, so let me change out my quarterback, let me change out my OC, and we'll see what we can do. And now, look, he's going to be in the race for first place, one seat, playoff seating, all that stuff. So I have the Rams, though, winning this game. I have the Rams winning the division after all those nice things I said about Mike. Because, I mean, just too much Matthew Stafford, in my opinion. I think he's going to win the MVP.
I was just going to ask you that, Chris Boombach. So Matt Stafford with 25 touchdowns, 2 picks, rolling along at a nice advanced age here. Living the life is Matt Stafford. Chris Boombach at USA Today. Chris, we appreciate your time as always. If we don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Have a great one.
You got it. Chris Boombach watched that game last night, New England against the Jets, and had time to join us. We appreciate that. We'll come back. Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Tidbits from the Ravens real quick. John Harbaugh met with the media. Lamar Jackson, full go for Sunday. Mike Green's doing fine. This is Jonas Schaefer from the Athletic, Baltimore Banner. Doing fine, and the Ravens are going to monitor his progress before Sunday's game. Tez Walker would be the next man up if Rashad Bateman does not go, and the expectations are that he will not. He has not practiced all week long. And Harbs also said that our Darius Washington is progressing well from his torn Achilles and could be ready to rock and roll practice-wise, hopefully soon, air quotes.
That's a weird one. They kind of forgot about him.
Yeah.
I mean, earlier this year, we were like, oh, God, that we maybe underestimated the impact of that injury. But then the trade for Gilman sort of cleaned up some of those concerns. You get Hamilton back where he's at his best. Now, I don't think he has a legit shot to be fully recovered. Just personal opinion. I mean, that was a pretty significant injury.
Oh, no doubt.
And two, I mean, what's the need for him? If they were still desperate for like another true back end safety and then to free up Hamilton, then maybe you could go that route, but it's not worth it to him. I'm sure he wants to play, but I'm just, hey, get yourself truly 100% for next year.
Yeah, and you commend him for, you know, busting his hump to get back and hopefully help the team in some capacity. But like you just said, Nolan, maybe it'd be best to see it, you know, minicamp OTAs in 2026. Terps football, we already did our picks there. We're all taking Illinois against Loxie's Turtles. But Maryland at Marquette tomorrow, 2 o'clock. You can hear it on, 1300 here. And then check it out on Peacock, your streaming access for college hoops. I see old Buzz getting his first quad one win as the Maryland coach at his old stomping grounds in Marquette. Marquette's, they're 3-1. They're one real opponent. They got thumped by Indiana, but I could see Maryland grinding it out and possibly winning. Neither team shoots the ball all that great, by the way, early on, but we'll see.
Yeah, and that would be a really impressive win, especially on the road as well. I'd gladly take it. I guess it's still too early here for a spread. I've been curious about that just to see what Vegas thinks about
searching.
It. Yeah, I don't see anything on ESPN. So probably comes out day of, usually the case in college basketball. But yeah, I'm not going to go as far as to predict victory. I just hope that, look, don't come out the gate sluggish again. You know, the scoring drought to start the game, you know, prolonged scoring droughts at any point just can't happen. You know, the free throws are great. You can do much better from three. You don't have to shoot 40%, but give us better than 28. I know you can do that. And Pharrell Payne, keep dominating. So we'll see what happens. If it's close late, the free throws could carry him.
Nolan, any closing thoughts? Are we ready to go to the fun house here?
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start here with the Ravens. Texter says the Ravens better not take the Browns too lightly. Now, the weather is going to make every team one-dimensional on Sunday. I think it's purely going to be a heavy running game for both sides. And as we know, no one really has success running on that Cleveland defense. The Ravens better tackle really well, or they could find themselves on the wrong side of a really low-scoring game, 13-7, 13-10.
Yeah, poor tackling has been a problem for them at times this year defensively. And with the exception, I guess, of Nate Wiggins, they've tightened up in that area. I don't see a Lamar Jackson-led offense scoring 10 points. I don't care if they're playing in a monsoon. But it's going to be windy. Could be run-oriented. We get it. Keaton Mitchell is going to be a nice change of pace to Derrick Henry. But to the look past Cleveland, if the Ravens look past Cleveland and lose, they deserve the loss. You're not 500 yet. You shouldn't be looking past anybody. You've got an easy part of your schedule that you're trying to navigate, and you're off to a good start. You can't lay an egg against the Browns by being overconfident and dismissing them as lesser opponents.
And over to the Orioles. This texter here says, I saw that Pete Alonso rumor, and I agree with you guys. Good player, but just not what the Orioles need right now. I've also seen rumors surrounding Byron Buxton. Ooh. Twins are going to have to blow it up at some point. He does have a no-trade clause, though. Do you think he'd want to come here?
And you brought this up off the air yesterday. Buxton's, he is, by definition, exactly what they need. Middle-of-the-lineup thumper, gold-glove center fielder, injury-prone as all get-out. I mean, this is preventing this guy from being a perennial all-star, if not an MVP-level guy. I mean, he's a stud. But the no-trade, I mean, Minnesota is in their see-ya mode. Would he be willing to come to Baltimore? If you're Mike Elias, would you be willing to swing a trade? He's going to cost you probably a high-end dude.
Yeah, multiple years. I think it's 2 years even after 2026.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, he might be the we're asking for Jackson Holiday kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. And my initial thought was, before seeing his contract, was that maybe you bundle with Joe Ryan, but I think they'd probably prefer to keep him separate because Buxton's got the control. To your point about the injuries, guy's been in the majors 11 years. We'll exclude 2020 because it was shortened season. Of those 10 years, only played 100 games three times.
Yeah.
That's pretty big red flag.
Making Mike Trout look like Cal Ripken in regards to the durability factor. But yeah, Buxton's a stud. If you could just give him that magic formula to keep him around for 140 games. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back on Monday. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you when we talk to you. For now, class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.